No, Buffy, but I fear my bowler will never be the same again.
Sorry I bopped you, Mr. French. I yelled duck.
Master Porter, the word duck signifies something that flies, quacks, or is to be served with orange sauce.
Here's your ball, Randy. Golly, where did you get that shirt? Me.
You can get one, Jody.
Me?
Sure, we still need a good second sacker for our game with the 79th Street Bulldogs Sunday. Why don't you try out?
Jody's the best second sacker in the whole world, whatever that is. When can I try out?
Right now. Get out there on second base, the sewer cover.
Sewer cover? Isn't that a rather odd object for sport?
Not for a stickball, Mr. French.
The garbage can top's first base.
Garbage can top? Extraordinary. Now, come along, children.
Gosh. Aren't you going to let Jody try out for the team, Mr. French?
It was not my decision to make, Buffy. If your uncle wishes Jody to play with broomsticks amidst sewage covers and garbage can lids, well, I shall abide by his wishes, however reluctant.
Don't want me to. I'll try out tomorrow afternoon, you guys.
Oh, for the playing fields of Eden.
I'm ready on that call to San Francisco, operator. What's the latest thing in the Paris fashions?
Oh, Uncle Bill, you're not with it. These days, Paris is out. London is in.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. In, out, I gotta remember the difference. Hello, Charlie? Yeah, Bill Davis, listen, I hear you like that dredging proposal of mine.
Huh? Uncle Bill, can I? Mr. French said I can if you say I can.
Yeah, sure, we can have a conference, Charlie. Yeah, I'm available. Right.
Uncle Bill, can I?
Jody, don't bother Uncle Bill when he's trying to talk business on the phone.
Okay.
Hey, Buffy, how'd you like to make that for Mrs. Beasley?
Well, I was thinking more of a miniskirt. Let's go back in her room and look over all her clothes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Charlie, look, we can work out all those details later, sure. Well, when are you going to Washington? Okay, Saturday, I'll meet you there. Right.
Well, Uncle Bill, can I?
Can you what?
Try out for the stickball team tomorrow afternoon. And a sweatshirt that says 63rd Street Tigers.
What position?
Second base.
Second base? Listen, you're not only going to try out, you're going to make the team. You know, I wanted to play second base when I was your age so bad, and I tried, and I never could make it.
Why not, Uncle Bill?
Well, there was this other kid back home named Shorty Bennick, and he always beat me out. Grammar school, high school, all the way. Had a great arm.
I bet you had a great arm, too, Uncle Bill.
Couldn't go to my left. I was a good hitter, though. Listen, I'll give you a few pointers right now, huh? I mean, stickball can't be much different than regular baseball.
Oh, boy. With you to help me, I'll get that sweatshirt for sure. I'll go get a broomstick.
Jody, what are you doing with that mop handle?
I was just going to borrow it. I'll bring it right back. I couldn't find a broomstick. Here's a mop handle.
That's fine. That's a little long. Main thing now, I gotta show you how to swing. Level. The first thing you got to do is plant your feet solid, see?
Uh-huh.
No, wider apart. That's right. You got a good stance, see? The babe used to keep his feet together.
What babe?
Babe Ruth. A little before your time. Anyway, you got your feet apart like that, see? And you got to hold them there. And you got to keep your eye on the ball. Keep your eye on the ball until it comes right in there and hits your bat. And then you roll your wrist forward like that. And you just drive it out here like this, see? Here comes one like that. And here you go.
Punishment for breaking lamps is temporary exile to one's bedroom.
Don't worry, Uncle Bill. I'll bring your dinner in tonight.
You, sir?
Yeah, oh, I was showing Jody, anyway, I caught it with my backswing.
Yes, I see, sir. My apologies, Jody. Get a dustpan, sir.
Good boy, Uncle Bill. You sure wallop that lamp. I wish I could wallop like you. I just gotta have one of those sweatshirts.
Ah, you'll get your sweatshirt, Jody. Just because I didn't make second base, that doesn't mean you won't. You know, this Bennett kid came from a kind of a baseball family, you know. He practiced all the time with his father and his brothers. So he had an advantage over me.
Is it hard playing second base?
Nah, not if you know the moves. The main thing is to get rid of the ball fast, you know, make those double plays. Sure wish I was going out with you.
That's not a pater knee on a putty.
Come on, Jody, can't you hit it?
Throw me just one more, Randy. I'll hit it this time for sure.
No puedo perdigo la pata de establo.
Es verdad, Jose.
What are you guys talking about?
He says you're a nice kid, but you can't hit the ball.
I'll tell you what, Jody. Practice up. We'll try again Saturday morning around 11. The game is Sunday, so that'll give you plenty of time to make the team.
Okay.
I bet you could play a lot better if you had the shirt 63rd Street Tigers on it.
You're a girl, Buffy, so you don't understand anything about stickball.
I can't get a sweatshirt until I make the team.
Boy, I sure couldn't hit that ball.
I don't care. Mrs. Beasley and I still think you're the best broomsticker in the whole world.
Mr. French, do you think if I practice a lot, I can still make the team Saturday?
Well, I'm hardly a judge, Jody. One does not play cricket with a broomstick. Yes, Mr. Porter. This is very nice of you to call, sir. Yes, Jody will be ready at 10:30. Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Porter. Goodbye.
Morning, French.
Oh, good morning, sir. I'm afraid you'll have to rush breakfast, sir. An hour to catch your plane to Washington.
Oh, I'll get something at the airport. Where are kids?
Well, Jody is busily engaged rubbing mineral oil into his baseball gloves, sir, and Buffy's dressmaking.
How Jody liked his tiger sweatshirt. I wish I'd been home time last night to see him put it on.
Well, sir, he won't know about his sweatshirt until later tomorrow morning, sir.
I thought the tryout was yesterday.
It was, sir, but out of sympathy, they're giving him another go at it, sir.
Out of sympathy? Oh, you didn't do so hot, huh?
Well, if the expression not so hot, sir, means not hitting the ball on 14 consecutive occasions, then, sir, he was indeed not so hot.
Well, how do you make out with the glove?
The glove, sir?
Yeah, you know, when they hit the ball to him.
Oh, in that area, he did splendidly, sir.
Oh, that's good. Well, a second sacker doesn't have to be a power hitter all the time, just as long as he's dependable in the field.
Oh, yes, on several occasions he actually managed to touch the ball, and once he even held on to it for a brief second before it dropped from his fingers.
Well, I don't want to disillusion you, French, but it sounds like everything he did yesterday was pretty miserable.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I hadn't realized.
No, it's my fault. I settled for some words of advice in the living room, and what the kid needs is practice. Well, that's what he's going to get.
But your plane to Washington, sir.
I'll catch the noon plane.
Very well, sir. I'll change the reservations.
Yeah. That kid's going to make second base. I know what it means to a six-year-old. I went through it myself.
Uncle Bill.
Okay, Jody, I'll get back there in the batter's box. This time you keep your eye on the ball.
Okay.
Huh? Get your bat up on your shoulder and be ready.
Sock it, Jody! What happened?
Well, he didn't watch the ball.
I guess I closed my eyes so I can swing harder. Catch, Uncle Bill.
Right there, Jody.
I'll get it, Uncle Bill.
you're doing fine, Jody. Now, only been practicing a couple hours, and you got a couple of good swings already. You just need more practice. Next Sunday, you're going to be right in there.
Catch, Uncle Bill.
Now, get this through your head, Jody. You're as good as any kid your age on the team. Right, Buffy?
Right, Uncle Bill. Me and Mrs. Beasley think you're terrific, Jody. Thanks, Buffy.
Okay, here's another one now, Jody. Eye on the ball, level swing, follow through.
I hit it! Oh, good sock, Jody.
Another foul ball.
Well, maybe Jody could be the player on the team who hits the fouls.
No, they don't count that way, honey. Here we go again, Jody.
Let's see your fast hard one, Uncle Bill.
Look, Jody, we want to win tomorrow. Squish with Jose, we'll try it first.
Mr. Porter, Jody's a nice kid, but I wish he doesn't want to play stickball.
Well, we'll give him one last chance at first base, Roberto.
Okay, Jody. Pop foul, back at first.
I'll get it for you, Jody. Here, Jody.
Terrific. Hey, Buffy, can you hit?
I don't know. I never tried it.
Try. Come on.
Mr. Porter, will you please hold Mrs. B?
Come on, Buff. You can do it.
My sister.
Mr. French, Sissy, we're back. Look what I got. I made the team.
Congratulations.
Hey, Uncle Bill will really be proud of you.
Oh, look, we have another tiger.
They gave you a sweatshirt too, Buffy?
Uh-huh. Can I have a chicken sandwich like Sissy, Mr. French?
Make mine peanut butter.
What'd they do, elect you the mascot?
I'm what they call an outfielder.
You're on the team?
Sure, we both are. Buffy's good, too.
That was nice of you, Jody, getting your sister on the team.
Buffy got her own self on the team. She sure can wad up that ball.
Mr. Porter said Mrs. Beasley can be the mascot. I'm going to cut her miniskirt into a sweatshirt.
Boy, I sure am hungry.
Me too.
Well, I suggest that you wash the grime of 63rd Street off your face and hands, and then we'll have lunch, hmm?
Yes, sir.
I think the sweatshirt is kind of pretty, don't you, Sissy?
It's very becoming.
Us Tigers need Buff on the team.
Not as much as we need you. You got three jobs.
Four. I take care of the bats. I keep the score. I'm water boy, and I'm assistant coach.
Boy, are we gonna clibber those 79th Street Bulldogs.
Clibber? You mean clobber. Girls don't know anything about baseball.
Leave it running. I'll only be a couple of minutes. Big game today. Tigers versus the Bulldogs.
Hey, you a stickball fan?
Oh, sure. My nephew's one of the best players in the Tigers.
Oh, Mr. Davis. I'm so happy you were able to arrive on time.
Just on the way to the office from the airport, I got a conference that I thought I could play hooky for a couple of innings, you know. I know how important this is to Jody. How are we doing, officer?
Great. Us Tigers are off to a terrific start. It's the last of the first. The 79th Streeters didn't even get a hit. We came up to bat and bang, bang, bang. Our first three men up all get hits. Bases are loaded. Come on, Tigers.
Come on, Tigers! Jody been to bat yet? Oh, there he comes now. Oh, look at Buffy, now. Doesn't she make a cute mascot? Huh? Hey, how about that? They made Joni the cleanup hitter.
Well, sir, I'm not quite conversant with the titles of the players yet, sir. Jody is the cleanup hitter. Buffy, the mascot. I see, sir.
Well, it means that they're letting him bat fourth because they think he's the power hitter for the whole team.
Oh.
See?
That's jolly good, sir. Then, come on, Tigers!
Come on, Buffy. Which one do you want?
Well, the red looks the prettiest.
Hey, Buffy's batting cleanup. Did she make the team?
Yes, sir. It appears they both did.
That Buffy is a natural, Mr. Davis.
Natural one.
At a goal, Buffy. Look him over.
How'd Jody make out with the glove? Did he have any chance at second?
Jody?
Yeah.
Well, he's not playing second, Mr. Davis.
Well, what position is he playing?
None.
He's the bat boy. Too. Oh, I gotta get out of here, French.
But sir, you've only just arrived.
I want to go before Jody sees me. I don't want to embarrass the poor kid. I know just how he feels. I went through the same thing when my father used to come and see me play, only this is even worse. His sister made the team, and he didn't. Now, don't tell him I was here. I'll see you at the apartment.
Yes, sir.
Hey, mister. I was watching. That little girl can really belt them.
Yeah. I'll explain it to him.
Oh, good evening, sir.
Who won?
Oh, the opposition bulldog, sir. 27-24. But the Tigers expect revenge next Sunday.
Yeah, well, they're going to have to play without Jody. We can't put him through this kind of humiliation again. I know just how he feels, French, just how he feels.
But he seemed perfectly contented on the way home, sir.
Oh, sure he did. That's because he's a good sport. That's the kind of a kid he is. Where's Buffy? Consoling him?
Oh, no, sir, no. She's in her room finishing the miniskirt for Mrs. Beasley.
Oh, boy. From home run slugger to doll dress designer all in one shot. Well, at least the poor kid didn't have to see me at the game.
Oh, I regret to inform you, sir, that he did. He mentioned it on the way home.
What'd he say?
Well, he said, did Uncle Bill see me handing out the bats, sir?
What'd you tell him?
Oh, I changed the subject quickly, sir.
Well, that's all you could do. That's all you could do. Well, maybe I can get him straightened out. I suppose not making the stickball team isn't the end of the world, but it sure seems like it to a kid.
What? Sir, perhaps I could start him at chess, take his young mind off the disappointments of stickball.
You don't understand, French. You don't understand. His emotions are he's too young to keep his emotions in check. If he wants to cry, we gotta just let him have a good cry. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Uncle Bill. Gosh, why don't you stick around for the whole game? It was terrific.
Hey, you don't have to put on an act for me. I'm your uncle.
I know that.
And I know how you feel about today. I'd feel the same way if I were you.
How do I feel, Uncle Bill?
Well, I guess like any kid, when his sister makes the team and he doesn't.
But I'm on the team. I'm the bat boy, and the scorekeeper, and all kinds of junk.
You feel like crying, you just go right ahead and cry.
Cry?
Jody, I understand how you feel about these things they're giving you to do. You don't have to make believe you're happy about it.
I'm not making believe. I like being all those things.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do, Uncle Bill.
You do?
Sure. I like telling everybody what's the score. And telling the players to slide and everything. That's important.
Well, I guess it is important, Jody. I hadn't thought of it that way before. Yeah. Somebody's got to see that the team gets water when they're thirsty, huh?
Sure. And the right broomstick to knock them out with.
Jody, the Tigers couldn't get along without you. Now, you go and get washed up. We're going to eat.
Can I wear my sweatshirt?
You can sleep in it if you want it.
Gee, thanks, Uncle Bill.
Well, sir, did you straighten Jody out?
Huh? Oh, no, it was the other way around. He straightened me out.
Sir?
I'm the one that wanted to play second base.
Would you mind if I miss stickball practice tomorrow?
No, I wouldn't feel bad if you missed stickball practice.
Good. Because I'm invited to a tea party. And stickball just ruins my hair.